In early August, in the space of a week, three people who were homeless died after sleeping in the winter cold. We saw that news and we're so shocked. It's a heartbreaking story, and Rotary clubs across the country have responded to the growing issue of homelessness by importing a shipping container of shelter bags. To explain what they are, Central Auckland Rotary community leader Malcolm Stapleton joins me now. Hi, Malcolm.
Good afternoon, Jesse. Lovely to talk to you about our project.
Yeah, nice to chat to you. Gosh, Rotary clubs have done such good in the community over the years. I often feel like your work is unsung. And why have you decided to focus on homelessness?
Well, this is something that kicked off in 2024 when a group of Rotarians down in Waitara noticed that homelessness in New Plymouth was becoming much more visible. And if you've been to New Plymouth in the winter, you'll know that it can get pretty cold and damp. Mm. They encouraged their colleagues to reach out to our Australian Rotarian colleagues who are also importing shelter bags, and got a small number across. They got 50 across, and they were snapped up by like hotcakes through YMCA in New Plymouth, where Rotary partnered with YMCA because they were dealing directly with homeless. And from there, the project was picked up nationally, and clubs were invited to fundraise and contribute to the importation of a 20-foot container load of shelter bags. These are, if you're a hunting type or a tramping type, they're a bit like a bivy bag, except they have a hood over the top of them. They have a vent space down the bottom if you want to take your boots off to let a bit of foot odour out. Full-length zip, and they have a closed cell cushion layer or mattress layer in their base. When you roll them up, they can be clipped together like a swag, and they have a pouch on the outside for putting personal items and bits and pieces. And when you're sleeping in them at night, or you're taking shelter from the weather, those items are down below your feet, so pretty secure. The fabrics are waterproof, weatherproof, and they're nice and light, so somewhere between 2.5 and 3 kgs. You sling that over your shoulder using a webbing band, a bit like a broad safety belt, so it doesn't cut into your shoulder. Nice and light and easy to cart around.
Makes a difference?
It makes a huge difference. We've partnered with half a dozen agencies around Auckland to distribute 600 of these bags to rough sleeping people on the streets. And it was hard not to tear up a little bit, seeing the response from both those on the street and giving them out to those in the street. When you hop into one of these, it's not quite as good as being in a bed with an electric blanket, but it's a whole lot better than cardboard and damp bedding.
Where do they come from? Whose idea was it, and who manufactures them?
They're manufactured by a group of women who are part of what we call Shelter Suit South Africa Foundation. So they're ladies who would otherwise not be employed. They were trained by Shelter Suit Australia. No, sorry, Shelter Suit South Africa, who have upcycled a range of textiles to make these shelter bags. Originally, Shelter Suit started in Europe to provide quilted clothing as a two-piece jacket and trousers for those sleeping on the streets in Europe's snowy winters. Clearly not the sort of thing necessary for South Africa, Australia or New Zealand. Mm. So the design's been modified, and the materials, let's say, road tested in South Africa and Australia, and found to be the best answer for rough sleepers.
You imported 1,000 of them. Any shortage of demand?
Absolutely not. you know, we know that that is less than 20% of rough sleepers in New Zealand. We have distributed those based on the fundraising that we carried out in 2025. But yeah, clearly there's an unmet need there, and probably in excess of 4,000 at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
How much do they cost?
$150 a bag landed in New Zealand, and in part, you know, that's due to the fact that we were able to partner with Kuhn and Nagel, who organised the logistics for us from South Africa to New Zealand, and then Move, who helped distribute the bags from Auckland all the way down to Invercargill for us. So we've been very fortunate to have had people in the logistics industry give us assistance. But yeah, for $150, you know, probably less than a decent meal that you might enjoy, Jesse, you could provide someone on the street with a whole deal of comfort.
Yeah. I've talked to Rotary before. I was my understanding that you tended to do local projects, that each Rotary club would be in charge of its own sort of ideas and fundraising. Is it unusual to team up collaboratively in a national way like this?
I think you'll find that this is going to be an increasing way that Rotary makes itself visible. As an organisation, like most voluntary organisations, we're suffering from demographics. We're all getting a bit more grey-haired and older. And we need to change the way we move and shake and do stuff, make ourselves more visible. But at the same time, you know, it's a recognition of where the need is. And this is a clear and present need that we see can be addressed. And an organisation like Rotary, where we have clubs distributed through the country, particularly in the metropolitan areas where rough sleepers are becoming more and more apparent and tend to drift perhaps to those areas looking for work, looking for wider services. We can't provide the permanent housing that they really need, but we can at least help show a little bit of respect, help them with a bit of dignity.
Yeah, we should be clear that this is probably not the solution we need, but while this issue continues, this is certainly making lives a lot more comfortable. For people listening who'd like to contribute in some way, I know you've got more people wanting them and more that you want to get on the way. So how can people be part of this?
Very easily. You can go to the website by searching for Rotary Oceania Shelter Bags. And that'll take you straight to a website that will allow you to donate anything from $10 to $100,000 if you're really keen. But yeah, that's our portal that allows all and everybody to get in contact with me and the others that are directly involved in the program. Seek additional information if you'd like. I must say, that, Jesse, that since Amy Williams' item about Merge Cafe...
It's one of our news team, yeah.
Yeah. We've had a steady stream of emails and phone calls direct asking about how New Zealanders can assist. Because a lot of the time, I think, when you see someone in the street, you really don't know what it is that you can do.
Yeah, and also when people contribute to charity, for better or worse, people like to give money where they know exactly where it's going and that it's having some practical effects. And so imagine $150 you would donate knowing that you were going to give someone a heck of a lot more comfortable place to sleep at night. And as you say, some dignity. Really appreciate your time today and what you've done on this project. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to highlight this and bring the information to your listeners. Hope to hear from a lot of them. And perhaps, Jesse, you'll see some of the shelter bags around on the street, people using them and the benefit that it's really bringing to them. So thank you.
Thank you. Malcolm Stapleton, Central Auckland Rotary Community Leader. And we are putting that, it's just gone up on the website now. So if you'd like an easy way to get to that link that Malcolm mentioned, head to our website, rnz.co.nz/Jesse.